This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, we're doing over here Perek Vav Aleph, and it's dealing with Sidrei Hashkacha. Sida Adon Baruch Hu Shanhagas Olamai Kula. Kadosh Baruch Hu made that all in Yanim of Anhag of this world, both what's relevant to the Mishpat of the people who've done what they've done, good or bad, or whatever is relevant to the Anhag clause of the world, should be done in an organized fashion, like a monarchy, like normal governance in this world. And Chazal have said that the Malchus up in Shemayim is similar to the Malchus here in this world. Which means, but the dinim sanhedrin, there are all sorts of courts and sanhedrins, and called a chayrukaseim, and all sorts of structure and mores that are typical for any type of court. V'zeh ki hinei sideh but the dinim shaynim. Akadosh Baruch Hu created various but the dinim, various courts, shal nimtzoim ruchnim, that are relevant to different spiritual bodies. B'madreges yeduos astarim yeduim, at each different level. And each one has its own structure. In front of them, you have all the different points that need to be adjudicated come to these courts. And by their decree, everything is established. Like Daniel says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything with a system, with a judicial system. And everything is parallel or very similar to the way we would run our judicial systems. Let's talk about this, because there's a mistake made concerning this. The Pasuk says in Hazinu, Hatsur Tami Paolo, HaKadosh Baruch, whose actions are all complete, Kichol Drach of Mishpat, because all of his ways are just, Kela Muna Vein Aval Tzadik V'yashahu. What exactly does it mean, all of his ways are just? Let me explain to you what the problem here is. The minute I describe an action of yours in terms of something else, it automatically means that there's something else preceded it. For instance, if I say that you are an athlete, so an athlete is a concept that predates you. I'm saying that you belong to that class that's called an athlete. If I say that you are Jewish, so Jewish is a category that precedes you, and you are one of those. That's always like that. Whenever I describe something, I give something an adjective, it means that it's a class that came before that. This is brown, this is white. So that means there is a category before that, and you are part of that class of items. So if I say about a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's just, what am I saying? In effect, what I'm saying is there is justice, morality, that precedes, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is one of those. That's the only way it has meaning, it seems to be. And this throws us into the issue of, is there a morality or justice that comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu subscribes to it? Well, that would mean basically that things have to subscribe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu subscribes to something else. It means something predates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that goes against the principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Kadma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being before anything else. That's where we have a real issue. So the truth is that this means the opposite of what we think it to mean. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master. Everything comes from him. Everything emanates from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world in two different ways. One way is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he feels like doing. Period. It's none of our business. We're not the one to tell him what to do. And we have something similar to it. A parent does all sorts of things for a child. A child doesn't understand them. A child is clueless why the parent chooses to send to school, why he gets him to eat vegetables, and so on. And it doesn't really make a difference. He's told what to do, and that's that. So we have an instance like that here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made the world like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to make the world in a way that we have some sort of sense and perception that we can understand the why, in a limited way, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. It is structured. It has a certain structure to it. And that structure is called Mishpat. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to run the world in a way that we can actually tap into it. We can actually have a sense of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, because justice for us, it has a certain sense of things. We have it hardwired, and this is all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to run the world, he made it intuitive and meaningful to us. Now, let's understand something. There's a reason why justice, the judicial systems, have certain universal principles. We have a general sense of a judge sits in judgment, supposed to be impartial. There are arguments brought, usually by a person, against the defendant. There are arguments brought defending the defendant. There's a weighing of the two sides and a resolution. Those are ideas and ideals that are universal. And therefore, this universality of it is a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making Mishpat part of this world. So when we say that all the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are just, it doesn't mean that there's a preset way of rules and HaKadosh Baruch Hu subscribes to it. It's the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided to run the world with a system that he's given us the ability to understand it, to get it, to be part of it, and so on. That's the point of what he's saying over here. So, it's not only has HaKadosh Baruch Hu given us that sense, but also in a Ruchnistic world, Malachim, and everything runs with a certain method that we can understand. The Zohar Kaddish says, he speaks about Rosh Hashanah, and he speaks about the moon being absent, and he sort of gives it a mashal to like a courthouse, that at a certain time the prosecutor is talking, nobody's allowed to interrupt him, he's got the floor now, and you can't interject with any, you know, try to find ameliorating conditions, anything like that. He's got the floor and he does all the talking. And that's Rosh Hashanah. And the point is the pattern of what we find to be justice in this world can be used to extrapolate to the other worlds, because it's part of the same mahalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed it like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it like that, and therefore we can extrapolate from one to the other. That's this mahalach. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting us to be part of this process, that's called Mishpat. And all those mitzvahs that are called mishpat carry that same common denominator. They're all accessible to us people, and because they're meant to be accessible to us people. We were designed that it should be accessible, and that's why mishpatim resonate with our understanding of things. They seem quote-unquote reasonable, they seem to be quote-unquote reasonable, whereas chok doesn't. There's another area where this makes a difference. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim asks the question, what's the perfect attitude towards Averis? One, I would love to do it, but Hashem doesn't want me. Or, how could somebody want to do the Avera? So the Rambam says, it depends which type of Avera. Averas that are chok, not eating chazer and so on, the attitude should be, I would love to do it, but Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't. That's perfection in the world of chayk. In the world of mishpat, perfection is, how could I possibly do it? So if somebody says, I would love to steal from the other person, but Hashem has wagged his finger and said, no, that's it's better than doing it, but it's not quite the perfection of mitzvah. So by definition, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has built mishpat, has built a receptacle for mishpat in our minds and hearts, we can and need to understand it. And that way it becomes part of us by understanding it, because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. That's why it's called a mishpat, and that's why it's in the world of mishpat, because it meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it the ability to snap in. In terms of choyk, the Rambam says, no, it'll never be, we'll never get it why chaz is aser. We'll never get it, arayis, the Rambam says, is chok. We'll never get it, but we do it because we recognize, even if we don't get it, it's still right, and that's that. So choyk and mishpat both reflect this idea in terms of our integrating it in making part of ourselves. So the Rambam, so Ramchal is saying over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, his hashkocha, meaning his running of the world, is done through a process, through something that we can perceive as a process, and we're calling that mishpat. That process is something that we can get it, because built into us there's a process called malchus, mishpat, and so on. All of these are ideas and terms that are part and parcel of us, and that's why we can get it. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to integrate it into us, and therefore he presents it to us this way, so that it becomes part of the world of mishpat. We can also make some intelligent statements about the hashkacha by observing observing the way in which we see natural flow of mishpat in this world. As we see the natural flow of mishpat in this world, we see more and more darchei mishpat, and we can apply it, obviously in a certain way, but we can apply from what we see in this world to the world come. And that's what the Zohar says. If you don't know what is up there, extrapolate what's down there. That's only possible if the two systems are parallel. Since the two systems are parallel, that really works. Okay, so we finished the sixth perek, the first piece.